Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is the show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal the addition of rappers that are coming up, get them put on. We need a platform to fight the main. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow up with .com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, grab it, just download the time. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Buddy, it comes to you to do everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real.
Unstoppable, we be
revived,
our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans. You keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm. Come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's beauty, it's a life, dog. Hip-hop, AD, representing for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hip. Two-pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder, massing music show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my job about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Vanilla song, I see you feeding for the show. Let's get the drum, let's get it on.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez. Welcome to Murder Master Music Show. This is episode 663. We got a guest who's definitely not a stranger by any means. You know what I'm saying? It's always an honor to have him on the show. And you know what I'm saying? He hasn't been on in a little bit, so it's an even bigger honor right now. Let's bring him on, JT Money. What's on, Jay? What's going on with your brother?
What's up, Prez? What's up, Murder Master listeners? What's up?
Well,
thank you for having me back.
Always an honor, Jay.
Same here,
you've been busy. You've been busy this last couple of years, man. If you can, keep us up to speed a little bit. I know you inked a deal with Slip and Slide, and you've been doing a lot of things, man. What's been going on with JT Money?
I've been doing the Slip and Slide thing lately because Touche is an old friend of mine, old classmate of mine. So I gave him a shot to put out some of my previously released, some of the masters that I own, while I work on the new music. And, that's been going good, but, I still been fighting a good fight out here, doing shows, thank God, though, because that's the only thing that's keeping it afloat. I get the little checks every 3 months or every 30 days, but, it ain't nothing I could retire off of, but, it helps. But those shows, they keep everything balanced. So, I just been working, man, and I'm still getting booked. I'm accounting it full to September as of right now. So, things is pretty awesome.
That's a blessing, yeah. Man. The music is timeless, for one.
Thank you for that. That's what
timeless.
I call it, Prayer. Hey, that's what I call it, though. I call it timeless music. Like, I ain't trying to stick with no wave or no, genre or whatever they want to say at this time period. I'm trying to think ahead. I'm trying to be ahead, You can relate to it 5-10 years later down the line. It still makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially now, with the internet, kids are finally going back. They're discovering, the dope music, So it's new to them.
I'm glad you said that, Prayer. I hate the rule. But listen, they keep asking me to redo all my old stuff. And I'm like, well, it's done already. They're like, nah, man, people don't know, Jay. You need to do it now. A lot of stuff you did before, it'll hit right now. And I'm like, but the shit is done. Why don't y'all just send them back there? What you think about that, man? Re-record it or just let it be and keep going forward?
Well, what you could do?
I did three of them.
Some artists, are doing videos to the older music. You ever thought
now
about
that's
that?
That's my thing. Yeah, I always think about that. That's my mood. That's what I want to do. I want to take all, especially like the ones they consider classics or the bangers. I want to just put visuals to them all,
Yeah.
So I'm on the right path then. But, you know, they keep asking me, man, I'm telling you, re-record it. But I think that's them other people trying to get their own masters of that. You know what I'm saying? You know that contract game, after 5 years, you can re-record songs and whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. But, man, let it, you know, let stuff be. If it's that, if it ain't broke, I ain't trying to fix it. You know, if I can enhance it, then I'm going to do that. And I think visuals will enhance, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But,
you know, because you got to look at it like this, too. A lot of stories are being told. You know, you have a lot of, you know, movies in the works and movies that have already come out. You know what I'm saying? Poison Clan was a very influential group. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your guys' story definitely needs to be told, man. Have you guys thought about, like, doing a documentary or a movie or something?
Well, always people done brought that to my attention, but I think the writing of it is going to be important. Like, I could sit down and tell a story, and then it might be interesting, it might not, but I think we get creative and write it where we can act out certain scenes that make sense, you know, the most relevant scenes, and tie it all into these 30 years. You know, like, I wouldn't want to do it. Like, just like, remember, I've been working on a reunion for the last 10 years, but a lot of my brothers ain't got the same work ethic, you know? And it's like, well, I don't want to kill the legacy, y'all. If we're going to do it, we got to do it, you know? We got to be able to compete and, you know, make some noise, you know, versus just because. You know, I don't want to do nothing just because. You know, it's almost like, telling your soul, man. I would just sign up just to get a little check, a little quick check, and then get shelf. I don't want to do that because then that's going to kill the legacy of. So with that, you know, definitely it's been talked about, not necessarily in the works yet, but it's on the table. And I'm definitely with it, you know. I got
yeah.
Three sons that look like me. One of them can play me. I got three of them.
Yeah.
That looks just like.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm
yeah.
saying right there. You know, you have the ability to do that, man, and make that happen, you know, in the future. Because Poison Clan, you know what I'm saying, you guys, you know, you put out four classic albums, you know, which I think helped
yeah.
define the sound of the South. You know, you guys
yeah.
don't really get the credit that you deserve. Of course, you know, the Goody Mobs, you know what I'm saying, Outkast, of course, 2 Live, you know what I'm saying, 3-6 Mafia, UGK, Ghetto Boys.
Yeah.
But you don't usually hear the Poison Clan mentioned,
Poison
man, and
Clan,
I hope
right.
that changes because you guys are legendary. You know, real talk.
Thank you, brother. And it's funny, all those groups you named, they would say that, but they don't say it to their fan. Like, when we see them, every once in a while, you hear somebody say something, you know? And I'd be like, yeah, they the real ones. But, well, it ain't no buts. Every day, it's just... You know, we was always the underdog. Like, I've grown to accept the underdog thing. Like, I'm thinking part of my role or our role is whatever we contribute to the game, then they build off it. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, but they know what they're standing on, you know, or where they get it from. But, I mean, I'm not tripping because I'm still working, prayers, you know, and the light's
still
on and
the
legacy. Family's still happy. Yeah, the family happy. You know, I can't lose no more hell. I'm just being funny right now. But you know what I'm saying? You know, I have no gripes, no complaints, no qualms, no, you know, none of that, you know.
That's a beautiful
thing. It's okay.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. But, you know, here we are 30 years, you know what I'm saying, since Two Blue Life Mothers dropped. Classic album right
yeah.
there, man. Take us back to that time period, man, for the fans that don't know. How did that album, you know, start, and how did the Poison Clan form?
Yeah, Poison Clan form. You know, I was at Northern Senior High. That's a school in Miami. And Devin Drugs, they came from East New York, Brooklyn, and they moved down in our neighborhood, and they came to our school. You know, we see these dudes with these big baggy pants and these flat tops. And I don't know what made them think I was a New York cat, but I'm like, no, Miami. But we was cool. I mean, as we was kicking it, I was just starting to rhyme. Like, actually, they're the one who actually made me take it serious. I always give him that credit because he's like, nah, Jay, you was doing your thing. But I'm like, but how serious and passionate you was about it, you made me take it serious, you know. And we used to go to this club called Big Daddy's 8600 Club in Miami. They had a college night. So, you know, we 15, 16, 17, you know, we got a little peach for us. So we look like college kids so we can get in. And they had a gong show every, I think it was a Tuesday night, Tuesday or Wednesday, college night. And, that became our money every week. We either came in first or second every week, you know. And one day, Mr. Mix, the producer of Two Live Crew, where everything Luke Records in the beginning, Mr. Mix produced, he heard us. He was there. And I'm talking about he ran up on us like, hey, man, but y'all want to make a record? Deb ain't even know who he was. I'm like, man, that's the dude from Two Live. Like, yeah, boy. And I promise you, he left, came back a week later. We was in the studio, and like a month later, we had the record done. We had Two Low Life Mothers done. You know what I mean? There, he sent us some beats. He sent us 12 beats, and 11 of them made the album. And that was Two Low Life Mothers. I don't even know why the 12th one didn't make it. I don't know what Luke's issue was with that one record. I listened to it now today. I'm like, damn, that shit was still hard.
What was that record? Because you know me, man.
It was called It Ain't
Shit.
Make Sense. It was called It Ain't Make Sense. We were talking about being a shorty and looking at stuff that didn't make sense. Like, you see it now, like the rubbers. You know, we thought them was like balloons or something. Or you think about, you know what I'm saying? Your mama, that little thing, that bag you hang in the shower, the dildo washer. Like, it just didn't make sense. What is that? We was just talking about stuff like that. I don't know. Luke ain't like that record.
Oh, man, Luke, what's wrong with you, Luke?
Yeah.
We got to hear that shit, you know. But this record, you recorded it. Now, prior to this, you guys didn't have any tapes on the streets, or did you have any demos recorded? Was this your first time recording?
No tapes, no demos, no nothing. No, nothing. We had a little radio show we was doing. You know, underground radio was big in Miami, and we had a little station. We used to just get on the air and freestyle a little bit and rap, so we was kind of known in the hood a little bit, all through the Kara City, Norland area, Opa-locka, wherever our station reached. But, like, mixtapes and stuff, that wasn't even really popping for us back then. You either made a record or you didn't. You know, I had a recording myself, but it wasn't out in the streets, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know nothing about marketing, promotion, or doing none of that back then. It was just that cat, that Miami cat who rhymed. You know, because even in Miami, everybody who rapped, if you listen to them, they was like New York dudes, you know what I'm saying? Until Two Live, and they from California, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Besides,
yeah, here you are, you're a 17-year-old kid, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You signed with the Two Live Crew right at the height of their success, double platinum.
Yes.
Controversy everywhere,
yeah.
And you guys at that young of age, you were thrust right into the middle of that. What
right.
was it like for you guys, man, and how did you absorb all that at such a young age?
Well, it was all excitement. Like, it was all right. You got a picture of people telling us back then, oh man, what's up, Lou? You gonna rob you? But like, what are you gonna rob us for? Ain't got nothing to lose. He can only put us on. You know, and that was really my understanding all the way to a poisonous mentality. Like, shoot, I'm getting more money doing this than risking my life and my freedom in the streets. Let me go ahead and buckle down, you know. But, you know, going on the road, the band in USA tour and all that, you know, it was just big being there, seeing that same energy in all across the country when those Two Live Crew records came on. See, when we came out, they didn't know us. We had to earn our respect, you know. They set the stage for us. Now we had to keep their attention. So, you know, as them youngsters, hungry as we was, we managed to hold our own a little bit, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right out the gate, too. I mean, right out the gate, yeah, I mean, you guys were already poised like you were veterans. you know what I'm saying? Did Mick kind of like coach you guys a little bit?
I want to give Mick his credit now, because he did used to make us
come to the house and rehearse a little bit. Like, no, can y'all come out? Y'all got to do it like this. He did do that. But once we got our format down, the energy spoke for itself once we started spitting them rhymes. Because, you know, certain beats and flows, when they come on and you saying the right thing, the crowd be like, oh, shoot, okay. So now we got that, raw, let's go get them then, you know. Then we figured out which songs was which, you know. And from there, I knew how to drive in. It's like, let me drive now. I know what to do.
Whose idea was it to, put the name on there, the Baby 2 Life Crew?
Probably Luke. Luke probably did that because, you know, when Hobbs, that's Mr. Mix, for those who don't know, when Hobbs first turned the project in, it was kind of funny because I pictured us in the studio working one day and he don't know us. And it's like, who these cats is in my studio? But, you know, Mix had free reign to do whatever he wanted to do. When he finally presented the project, I watched the dude go from Hootie Cassidy to, boy, my boys. I was like, wow, that's funny. You know what I'm saying? He didn't speak to us at first. Then it's like, my boys. Okay, goddamn, that's it. Check. So I think that was his dude. Because I guess he knew he can sell that, you know? Two Live Crew was at the height of everything, so they were like, we're going to call them the Baby Two Live Crew. You know, We wasn't mad at it because, you know, it was like a stamp for us, a little boost. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who wouldn't want to have that, you know what I'm saying? And matter of fact, Jay Prince did it with Too Much Trouble.
Baby
Ghetto called them the Baby
Ghetto
right,
Boys. Right, after that, right. Right. So that baby thing, you know what I'm saying? Two Live Crew Juniors, Baby Two Live Crew. And we wasn't even talking the same thing they were talking, but, hey, we was close. We was right up on them.
Yeah, there was really nothing like Poison Clan at that time because you guys combined a bunch of different styles and then put your own twist into it, too. You know, like, I mean, there's some Too Short in there. You know what I'm saying? There's some NWA Ghetto Boys in there. There's some Two Live Crew in there. No, no doubt,
Thank you, brother. And we was vibing all of that, you know?
Yeah.
We was vibing all of that. And even with me, like, the only reason I even started, because I felt like it wasn't no dudes like where I was from being represented. You know, we had Luke and them out there, but they were straight, you know, the club-based booty shake, you know. But in the Miami streets where I was coming from, it was like, we had them convertible Burts and them Ikes and them Bo Dillies and, you know, it was a different game, you know. And, you know, because everybody was being represented but us, really, you know. And that's what made me want to be down, be a part of it. You know, that was my chance to open that door. But, shit, I'm thankful for it and all. Like, all right, how about this? Even today, some people think I should have been mad at Luke because he could have did more for us. But I'm like, whatever he did for us turned into this. Like, I'm thankful and blood. You know what I'm saying? I don't hate the brother. I love him, you know, when I see him, you know. The last few years, he was kind of leery of me. I think they think I wanted him. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, no, player. My thing is put the band together and do the right thing. It's still money out here to get right now, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, do the right thing now, you know. I even gave him an excuse, like picture jewels being handed to an innocent child. That was my pot line for him. Like, he didn't know what he had. The game was new. He busted, you know what I'm saying? And it was all about him. But it's like, no, the game bigger than just one person. You know, we learn these things being the underdog, you know. But when you're the man at that time, I guess he didn't see it, you know.
Yeah.
He didn't see it. It was about himself. Because if he would have did right, I think everybody coming from the South would have went to Luke Records. If he would have really act like a major and took care of them people, paid them people, let them get theirs. If it ain't broke, ain't nobody trying
Absolutely.
To fix what ain't broke.
And that seems to be the common denominator with so many labels. You know, you can say the same thing about Ruthless, Death Row.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So many other ones, No Limit. You know, I don't understand when you got a winning team, just like the Bulls, for example, why are you going to get rid of the coach after he just gave you six championships?
Six championships.
Knowing that Jordan's going to follow. You know, why not take care of your players? I get that, man. I get that for sure.
Yeah, just take care of your team. Right. But I don't know. Somebody, all right. How about just these last, you know, I can still talk about 10 years ago. 10 years ago, still, I'm 20 years in the game. But they saying, oh, man, they getting old now. They old now. They ain't, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, but like our knowledge and wisdom or insight or, you know, the game, even the voices still sound the same. Like, how could you deny these things? But somebody behind them desks, and I think that's the corporate world, though. You know what I'm saying? I think they were trying to keep us from the young dudes, you know? Like, cause a lot of us could have been mentors or big brothers to the young dude, but they separated us from them, you know? And I know this. Like, I used to tell people, nah, big bro, I want you. I would say, nah, be cool. Don't say my name because they might look at you differently. They, you know, they already think I'm halfway difficult, even though I'm the easiest cat in the world to work with, as long as we doing some real work, you know? But when y'all with the bullshit, I'm going to call it out. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. You know, I ain't make it here kissing no ass. Why would I go out like that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, I was telling dudes that, like, no, I'm a representative, boy, I'm a lawyer. I'm like, listen, man, do your thing. Get your thing. When you establish something, I'm right here. I'm going to be behind you the whole time. But don't go in the office saying my name. Now, picture me having to tell a dude that, you know what I'm saying? I got such interested in me, man. I want you to, I'm like, yeah, not really right now. I don't think, you know, I don't think that's good for you. You know, if you bring me in, then it's like, oh, man, he got, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't want to stop nobody money. And especially, and I'm not prepared to give them what these people offering them, you know?
Yeah.
Because, again, I'm an artist myself. I ain't no record company, for real. You know, I done did the record company thing twice. You know, I sold a few records, but, you know, I got a few singles that I worked for 3-4 years, you know, made money off of, but they never got big. They big in the Southeast region, you know? If you listen to, like, Run the Yard, Whole Problem, Chevy Gang, these songs ain't, they think they should have been national, but they didn't have a campaign. I just threw them just on the street. And this region ate it up. And I still work out these songs today, you know? Like the old rap days. Yeah, before the labels bought up all the radio stations and airtime. Because, Prez, you remember back in the day, it was a time you go in this market, you hear new records, you go into that market, you hear new records, you know, you hear different songs that was number one on their charts. Right now, everything is the same. You get the same. I think we talked about this before. You get the same eight, nine records.
Yeah.
So, 8-9 artists, and then they all mixing up doing features with each other. But they just in that circle, you know. We still out here on the streets.
And it's crazy, you know. But the fans, you know what I'm saying, the proof is in the shows, man. You go out and do shows, the fans are there, they rock with you, you know what I'm saying? And they can't hold down the truth. Let me ask you this, man. Another thing that you never got credit for, 99 Problems. I first heard that in All They Good For.
All They Good For.
Was
third verse.
Yeah.
And then Marquise did the record with Ice-T. Then they did that like, what, 95, 96, 94,
93.
Five?
They did it a year or two after the Poisonous Mentality.
Poisonous Mentality was 92.
Yeah, they put out 93 on Ice-T's, what was it, Home Invasion.
Yeah, Home Invasion, and then that was good, and Jay-Z came and did it. But, you know, every once in a while, you'll see me do the post, like, I'll be like, well, check the dates. That's all I can tell people. Like, that's my truth. Like, whenever I do something, I'll be like, well, just check the dates, man. You know, do your homework. Check the dates. See who did what when. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you came out, I mean, yeah, you came out with that, you know what I'm saying, a few years you know, before the Ice-T record dropped, but a lot of years before Jay-Z's record dropped. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You ever, like, run into Jay-Z or anything like that? And, you know, if so, well, I'm sure he ain't going to give you credit. You know what I'm saying?
No, of course not. Well, I only saw the dude one time in my life, and I was in Lenox Mall in Atlanta. That's when Hootie was out, and I think they just had Ain't No Nigga out, and it was running around. I didn't know how big. Like, I didn't even know. I didn't even know Reasonable Doubt yet. I just heard Ain't No Nigga, you know, on something else. And then I seen them walking in the mall. It was a big show. Then he hollered at me, "Yo, man, I like what you're doing, man." I'm like, "Yo, okay, what's up, please?" You know, I was just hollering at bro, you know, like, "All right, I see you." And by 20, 30, I'm walking through the mall back then, you know. But that's my only encounter with bro.
Yeah, but, you know, it's good to know that, you know, the history is out there, you know. But, right. You know, you're still making history. You're still putting out music. Now, you said you got a record coming out on Slip and Slide. Is it coming out this year?
Yeah.
Or? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's definitely coming out. Like, we was waiting on the new year. I kind of done turned it in already. It's just some songs, a few songs got to be mixed. And then I mastered the whole project. You know, they, you know, like even Touche, he one of the ones who like, "Man, Jim, give me a couple of those old classics." So I did three out for him, but I actually gave him a whole brand new album, but, and they want to call it, remember I put out Return to Bitch Eyes already, but they like, "Man, Bitch Eyes, we need that name." Cause see, they still trying to market off the old, you know, I wanted to go with Franchise Player. But I'm like, whatever, man. Whatever gonna sell, as long as I get to do this good music. So we're gonna do Return of the Bitch Eyes or Reloaded, you know. And
okay.
I'm pretty proud of it, you know. I'm pretty proud of it. It should make some noise when it hit the streets. But also, man, I got these track rhino cards now for all those different mixtapes and stuff I done put out that didn't get to go. You know, you just slap the back of the phone with the card. And the whole catalog come on. I put everything on there too, Fred. I don't care who did what. I'm talking about Poison Clan, JT Money, Unreleased. You know what I'm saying? It's on my card. So when I'm out at these shows, you know, I got merch and everything. All I need is that card. It's like some technology. It's a USB, but then the technology, it go to your NFC, whatever on the phone. You slap it, boom, it go right there. So. For y'all listeners, y'all ever see me out there, just tell me to slap your phone. I got you.
Oh,
I got
man,
you.
This technology is a motherfucker. That's crazy because, you know, back in the day, you had to go to a record store and buy this shit individually.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, just poof, there you go. You got it all.
Real, I put videos. I put links to other stuff. You know, it's like a mobile website. It ain't even just in the virtual world. Well, I guess it's still a virtual world, but I got it in my hand. I got your key or your pass to it. But you can get every and anything JT Money and Poison Clan. I'm still loading it right now. Like, there's so much stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, the whole catalog worth of music, you know. Yeah, but that's awesome, man. You can tell you really love and appreciate your fans, man.
Yeah, I really,
you know,
do.
Yeah. Yeah, like you like when you do shows afterwards, you kick it with them and stuff in the crowd.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. I make sure they get their pictures, as many as I can, though. You know, sometimes it'd be cool, you know, they be cool, you know, they don't bombard you. But then some days you go to some look, because, you know, I do all the chitlin' circuits, the hole in the wall. And some place they be like, "Hell no, he ain't come here. He right here." And they want pictures, you know, you can't even... chill, you know. Sometimes you get to chill. They respect you. They like you vibing in the club, you know. They'll salute you. But other times, they want it. Like my thoughts, I'd be like, fans don't really care though. They be like, they want what they want when they want it. But I understand that, you know. People be like, "Well, damn, Jay, how you do this, man? Because I can't have all these niggas running up on me." You know what I'm saying? I'm like, listen, man, I'm solid, baby. And these people, like, it's only in love. And the thing with me. The people that don't mess with me, they don't mess with me. When they mess with me, it's all love. They come through with love, you know. I don't think snakes come around. They know I'm going to step on their head. I don't think snakes, but, you know, I ain't going to sleep, but
keep
still.
Keep grass cut. Definitely.
Right.
You know, yeah, man, I'll tell you what, you know what I'm saying, we've got a couple of Poison Clan tracks I'm going to play as we get out of here, but before we do, I'm gonna bring on the homie Sim from France. I know he's got a couple questions for you. Sit
sure.
There, brother.
Yes, yes, sir. Hi, yes. Hi, Scott. Hi, GT, that John.
What's up, Bob?
Yeah, I'm fine. Can you tell us about back in the day, the song Spotted Rotten? It was on your first album in 1990, True Low Life Moses.
Yeah.
Crazy song. Class. Can you tell us about this one? Classic.
Well, right. See, and that's another one of my partner Devonier's ideas. He was like, all right, you see how they talk about money today? But that was our dream then, like, spoil rotten. But we was talking about the whole money and flights and jewels and, you know, the lavish lifestyle back then. But that record, that was one of the famous records. I remember going to a city somewhere. I think maybe Baltimore or something. You gonna drive? All right. And you know, when Poison Clan first came out, you got to picture us with these dirty lyrics, and a lot of places they wasn't used to it yet. But I remember somebody saying, "Man, y'all do spoil rotten and go home." Me and Uzi laugh about that today. You know, picture me coming out. The first song I do is IAOs, but they're like, "What? What the hell?" It's like, spoil rotten and go home. But spoil rotten is one of those songs I think Stan.
Yeah, it's a crazy song.
Yeah.
You got
also
a song on your first album, Pimpin' on Wax, was Too Real. Can I tell us about this one? Too Real, yes, sir.
Too Real, you know, me and the chick Evil. That was Tony Mercedes' homegirl. He put, but I actually did that with one of my girls, right? And it's a story behind that. I'm glad you asked about that. When I originally did that song, it was a banger. Like right now, I think it's all right because they put this other girl and tried to fill in the blanks. You know, we didn't write that together, so she tried to fill in the blanks for what I was saying versus me saying what she was saying. But if you ever hear the original, it was a chick named Tracy. I used to call her Miss Cartel. But something happened. I violated some probate and I had to go sit for a couple of months. And then while I'm gone, Tony Mercedes done backdoored me and signed her to a contract. And they tried to do an album on her. And she went, you know. And when I got out, she and I kind of fell out. But him and her fell out. He was like, man, it just wasn't the same when you wasn't there. And I'm like, what you expect? She not around the good game no more. She around y'all. Y'all industry cats, you know what I'm saying? She was around a real dog in the street. But, you know, I like Too Real, but the original, I love it so much. I'm not even being fair to what we did. You know, I don't even really promote that record. I wish I can get the original and put. Prez, I think I'm going to dig that one up and send it to you, the real one.
Oh, wow.
Know? And then you'll hear the difference.
Yeah.
You'll hear the difference. Like, if you like that record over in France, when I seen the original and then she and I conversing back and forth together, like the record supposed to be, you'll see exactly what I'm saying. You know.
Yeah.
But,
exactly.
You know,
didn't you have a whole album day before you got before you put out Pimpin' on Wax that was supposed to come out and never did?
Most of those songs is on Pimpin' on Wax. It's just other production. Like when I met them, and they were like, "Man, let me put the album out." And, you know, it was LaFace first. LaFace actually signed me to a deal, but then that time when I violated, you know, I got locked up. They dropped me. But Tone kept working with me, and then that's how we hooked up with Dallas and Capitol, you know, Priority. But but a lot of those songs like Kite to the Boys and the Underground. You know, those songs, they were songs I already had, but we redid them. The production, you know that's what that situation offered me. Real production, you know, more mainstream production. Because you know, I guess I was still sounding underground or you know, early '90s. You know, so we had to get some new music to compete with what was going on then at the time, you know? Like, you got a picture when Pac and Big and them came out in 96, 97, 90, well, you know, with those albums, the music started changing. It started having more of an R&B mainstream feel. you know, and our shit was still sounding like drum and bass, you know. So, but the lyrics were still the same, you know. But, you know, I'm thankful for that.
You experimented on the song What You Want, man. You was rapping real fast in that, man. Yeah. How was it for you to do that song?
I mean, I was in my zone. When I was doing that Pimpin' on Wife album, the whole album, my whole album was about letting them know, like, about time. Like, remember, I wasn't planning on going solo yet. I wanted Poison Clan to blow up first, and then I figured everybody could do their own solo project. But as time went on, all the boys start doing their own thing, and then I'm just left there. So I'm like, well, shoot, my word, I got offers on the table. Let me go see about this, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you remember the first hip hop group or rapper came in Miami first? Maybe it was you, in maybe in 80, 83, 84, back the day in Miami. Do you remember the first group in hip hop in Miami?
See, in those days, we had local hit records, you know, and that's even before Luke and them. You know, I had other cats making records, but when 2 Live hit, that's when I think it was kind of on the map. And it was just good for us to be up on the Luke Records or Skywalker Records at the time, Effect Records, a subsidiary of Skywalker Records. So our thing was 89. You know, 89, and then the album came out in 90. So all that stuff before, them was like regional hits, local hit records. But everybody was, they made comedy records, you know. It was either comedy, telling jokes, or booty shake, you know. Me, I was listening to East Coast, West Coast rap, you know, and I was kind of competing with those guys or comparing, you know what I'm saying, putting lyrics to match that because I was liking what I was hearing, but then I wasn't hearing everything that represented the streets where I was from. And I think that was my job, to show our streets.
Yeah. Sir.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? A lot of history right there, man. I'll tell you what, Jay, huge honor having you back on. And when you get ready to drop Return of the Bitchizer Reloaded, let's bring you back down. We'll preview your tracks, chop it up some more.
Yes, brother. Every time, you know,
man.
I appreciate his prayers, man. Like I always tell you, if it weren't for cats like you, cats like me wouldn't be able to reach our people. So I appreciate y'all. Keep doing what you're doing. You got my support, got my blessings, whatever it is, and I'm there. All it takes is an email, a call, a text, and I'm there, brother.
Man,
hopefully we're gonna
likewise
do some Murder Mouth show. We gonna, how about that one? A Murder Mouth show one day.
You do
the radio shows. Let's get these dudes to come on in. I know I ain't the only one got love. I'm sure somebody else will come.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That might be
definitely
good.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. We can do round tables, all kinds of stuff, man. You
mm-hmm
know. Man, we're gonna get out of here, man, with some classic Poison Clan tracks. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna hit them with this first one, man. This is it, Low Life Mothers.
Thank you, brother. Bless you.
Bless you, babe. Peace.
All right, brother.
Another low life motherfucker.
Mac Daddy, another name for pimp. Worry about nothing, just strutting with a gangster limp. Since the youth had dreams of riches, making money by pimping bitches. Parents hate me around their daughters, knowing their kids sell quarters and not a penny more. Cause that's all she's worth to me, the low life whore. I mean, she's making me rich, and only God knows I love a bitch to keep me strong in the game. Pimp your little sister won't feel.
dick, I put the bitch to work.
We're here with JT Money of the now infamous Poison Clan. And JT, we want to hear it from your point of view. Tell us why you're always in trouble with the police. Tell us about school. JT, your fans want to hear it from your point of view, in your own words. JT?
Mary had a little lamb and it was me. A rowdy motherfucker named JT. Problem child. Got on, got strong. Now they say I'm buck wild. But I ain't fam no mind. The old girl used to say a hard head made us all behind. So I guess I'm the black sheep of the family. Cause they ass can't handle me. And I hate cops. Cause they like to break black sheep in the lamb chop. So I keep making problems. Cause I can't picture being sheepskin condoms. And I don't need no shepherd, see. Especially one that's cursed with leprosy. See, not all black sheep sleep. Look what happened to Lil Bo Peep. Hers left and got knowledge. Fuck high school and motherfuck college. Now you see why I'm so destructive. A black sheep ain't shit to fuck with.
We ain't worried about fighting. The only nigga getting paid for is Mike Tyson. So y'all fighting for free. You better get smart like the niggas in Miami. Our lifestyle is fast. All about money, quick to kick ass. So you walk with a pack. You wanna be tough. Come to the bottom, your ass will get fucked up. So get paid or something. Cause the shit y'all doing, you're doing for nothing. Either get paid or quit. Cause JT Money ain't with that gang shit.
Better act a fool.
We're waiting here for the job.
No, we can't stay here. We got to hide.
I want to see them JT. Yeah, they set this up. Any pussy will test, so I just murder them then. Cause I'll be your action where they fin. And I mean your Uzi run things for years. So just coming at this then. And tell the people in 1 year.
I remember me and this cat did a caper. Two young
went back round the way to count out pay. We have a $5,000 exactly. The nigga had my gun and then he pointed at me. I gave a nigga the loot, but then he stepped away. But then I bumped into his ass the next day. Put that thing up to his head and said, yeah, nigga, yesterday you bad with your hands on the trigger. He said the dope made him acting out faster. I say, fuck that shit.
I want to them, hey, for me shot, hey, for me shot the boy and them blood clot. I want to go out here with, hey, that's coming there, tell the people them.
Hey, yo, let me tell you about a nigga I flipped on who tried to cross me to get his grip on. One day we went touching, sent the nigga after money and he came back with nothing. Blowing books left and right, come back empty handed, breathing hard like it's all right. Pussy nigga was bluffing on me, but I hope this nigga ain't cuffing on me. I sent the nigga out another one, but the same shit happened, just like the other one. But this time when the nigga came back, I noticed his pockets looked kinda fat. I ain't say nothing about it, I just look. Hey yo, my nigga, what happened to that book?
No, man, I was cheap by zero.
Oh boy, my understanding is zero. Got that thing from under the street. Punched it in his mouth, try to break his front teeth. Just getting the money ain't satisfaction, you know what else I want. Was willing to get his legs taken over a bitch because he pussy whooped him. I guess the nigga was lovesick, but that don't justify doing dumb shit. How the fuck you gonna bitch by the hoe? Draws up her ass everywhere the fuck she go. The hoe ain't about nothing. Only thing the bitch good for is fucking, or maybe sucking me up. I told it to the nigga, now he talking about fucking me up. I slapped the taste from his mouth. Old cunt ass nigga trying to sell a true nigga out. Now that shit's unheard of. Now you know my very first instinct was murder. Cause I'm always strapped. Slapped him with a pistol, shot him in the kneecap. Then he fell to the floor. Oh, puss ass nigga, bitch him out of hope. I hate punks with a passion, and I don't want no apology, nigga.
Then, and any pussy who was sent to clean a gun, I bought them fears then.